Manette Martin interviewing Kenneth Rexroth at his home at 250 Scott, San Francisco, California, April 13th, 1964. Kenneth, I'd like to know something about your early training, in particular your art training, and where and when you were born.
I was born in South Bend, Indiana, December 22nd, 1905, and from early childhood I went to various art classes at the Chicago Art Institute, and then later at the Toledo Art Institute, and then back at the Chicago Art Institute, and then at the Art Students League, and I also worked with two or three painters of the early 20s.
The Art Students League in New York, is that correct? About what time was that? When did you study the Art Students League?
About 1924.
When did you come to California, Kenneth?
In 1927.
I would like to know anything that you know, of course, about the Federal Arts Project, and when you were on it, and how you got on it, and where you worked on it, and all the rest of this. I understand this is a very large question, but perhaps you can just start out and tell me something about it.
Well, shortly after Roosevelt took office, one of the first things he did, of course, was declare the bank holiday and make 3.2 beer legal. And he also set up a series of emergency projects which have been forgotten. Many of these were schemes that created the leaf raking legend. They were primarily designed to get money into circulation and to meet immediate need of the unemployed, and there were a large variety of things. The one for unskilled labor here was devoted largely to clearing Sutro Forest, a regular lumbering operation up there. They also sent people out to parks, various other things like that, to rake leaves. Roosevelt had a friend whose name slips my mind, who was a painter, who was a man of considerable wealth, and whom I used to know quite well, but I cannot for the life of me think of his name. He was a neoclassic painter, and many of his pictures are town and seascapes of villages along the Italian Riviera, and they're painted in a very highly polished, ultra-realistic fashion. And he was a close friend of the Roosevelts, and he sold Roosevelt personally the idea of an art project. And there was at this time set up a scheme with very confusing initials, so many of these have similar initials. This was called the Public Works of Art Project, PWAP. There was a PWA and there was a WPA, but this was before either one of them. And I don't think anybody expected that this would produce much of anything.
About what year was this? Do you remember?
Well, that was the year Roosevelt took office. That was 1932, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it must have been very early in the summer or late in the spring. It hadn't been long. Anyway, I knew about this thing from this man, whose name I can't remember, who was either made director or he was the general advisor on the thing. It was his scheme, he said. So he got in correspondence and telephone communication with a number of people.